It's been out of the news for a while, but Milwaukee is moving forward with plans to build a downtown streetcar. Members of the Common Council will hold a meeting Friday at City Hall to update the public. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, momentum continues to bubble, both by planners and by those who want to stop future expansions of the streetcar. Initially, Milwaukee's streetcar planners wanted to break ground by the end of the year, but they've pushed back the date to spring of 2016. Yet the city will take some major steps in the next few weeks, according to Alderman Bob Bauman, one of the streetcar's biggest supporters.
I expect we'll be placing an order for the rolling stock probably within 30-45 days, the actual vehicles. And of course, that's a major financial commitment, and it'll be a strong indication to everyone that, we really are serious about this.
Bauman says the city plans to order 4 vehicles for the initial phase of the project. That starter route will cover a 2-mile stretch extending from the intermodal station downtown into the Third Ward and north to the east side. The cost is $124 million. The city will use federal money plus create tax incremental financing districts to pay. Bauman says the streetcar couldn't come at a better time now that there are plans to build a new Milwaukee Bucks arena and entertainment complex. Bucks president Peter Fagan praises the idea of new downtown transit and the city's Phase 2 plan to extend the line to the new sports center.
I think the importance of transporting people and getting people to the destination is paramount. It's like, how do we drive traffic and how do we bring people in a lot of different ways?
The project faced significant opposition on the Common Council before it passed the plan in February on a 9-6 vote. The newest member, Alderman Mark Borkowski, opposes the streetcar. He fears it'll see a flurry of riders at first, then decline.
You can even see the trolleys during the summer days and nobody's using them. And so they're going to say, well, we have to go up to UWM, or we have to go to State Fair, or we have to go to Pottawatomie, or we have to go to Miller Park. And so now that is the huge battle, whether or not we expand. And in my eyes, that would be disastrous, just simply from a dollars and cents standpoint.
Borkowski says he hopes to influence any future votes that would expand the streetcar's reach. He's also supporting a slate of candidates planning to run for the council next spring against members who backed the streetcar. Another person interested in continuing the fight is Craig Peterson of the group Stop the Streetcar. Earlier this year, Peterson organized a petition drive to put the streetcar issue to voters in a binding referendum. The effort failed, but Peterson believes voters will be fired up come April's election.
From the polling information I've seen, it is darn near 3/4 of the folks in the city of voters are opposed to it. And when you have a government that just run amok and does not listen to the people and goes against the wishes of their voters, at some point you're going to have an uprising.
Peterson plans to help candidates who will fight the streetcar. The conservative group Americans for Prosperity may also lend a hand. It has opposed streetcars in other cities, insisting they are an unnecessary use of taxpayer money. A spokesman for the Wisconsin chapter says the group may run an issue ad in the Milwaukee market early next year. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.